Welcome to the world of productive laziness with myself, Peter Taylor, the Lazy Project Manager.
The Lazy Project Manager is sponsored by Tailwind Project Solutions. If you're looking for more reliable project delivery, better credibility with your clients, more efficient and effective practices, and a sound development path for your team, then get in touch. We make a difference to the way your business runs projects. From setting up project academies, coaching, mentoring, workshops, health checks, and much more. See our website, tailwindps.com, or email alex.marson@tailwindps.com to find out how we can support your business.
Well, welcome again to another podcast. You're going to be listening to me today, and only me. We kind of had a little bit of a hiccup with someone we were hoping to interview for this particular podcast. We will have to reschedule that. Life happens like that. So what I want to talk to you about, I thought I'd cover off two things, really. One, kind of update on what is happening in the wonderful lazy world of the Lazy Project Manager. I'm going to deal with this one first. It's all around the area of executive sponsorship development. So let's kick off with that one, first of all. I've developed a methodology which is all about trying to address that gap that I believe exists in many organizations, where the executive sponsors, the senior reporting officers, those ultimately responsible for success or failure of the projects, are sometimes not, I'm trying to be as delicate as possible here, but they're not sometimes as good as they might possibly be. And some of them, hey, shocking, I know, but some of them have never actually run a project, so don't really understand projects at all. This is a challenge that we have. So I think if you think about all this, it's critical to any project success is having a good project manager. We know that. But it's also pretty important to have a good project sponsor. Like the saying goes, you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your relatives. The same might be said of project sponsors. It's been my experience that the skill profile of project managers continues to grow, and more organizations are investing in project managers in a disciplined and mature manner. This is fantastic, of course. It has come on unbelievably since when I first fell into the world of project management as an accidental project manager. But sadly, the same cannot always be said of project sponsors. Many wrongly believe that a project sponsor is just a figurehead, never called to actual duty. And for these reasons, I concluded some time ago that we are in the age of the accidental project sponsor. We've left the age of the accidental project manager some time ago. I'm not saying it doesn't happen occasionally, but I think generally that is the truth. There is a lot out there, a lot of training, certification, development, centers of excellence, PMOs, all of these sort of things. But when it comes to project sponsors, I think we are slap bang in the middle of the age of the accidental project sponsor. But how do you effectively go about developing project sponsors inside an organization? In my book, Strategies for Project Sponsorship, Management Concepts 2013, I, along with my co-authors, uncovered the reality. 85% of organizations have project sponsors in place out of the groups, the organizations that we interviewed. And yet 83% of these organizations did nothing to help, to train, to support, to guide, to develop these sponsors. And yet, amazingly, 100% of these same organizations recognize that having a good project sponsor was critical to project success. Go figure. Unbelievable. But the challenge is that these sponsors, these executive leaders, are too cool for school, or whatever you want to describe it. And so I've developed a process or methodology that recognizes that a different way is required to raise necessary standards in project sponsorship. The first stage is kind of preparation work. It's, whenever I work with an organization in this area, it's important to collect some background information into the current project success rates and issues, take comment on the health of project sponsorship inside the organization, talk to as many people as possible, to just to prepare the ground, the ground, the understanding. That's really stage one, and that's not particularly unusual. It's then a matter of aligning the terminology I use in my methodology in the workshop I deliver to that of the organization. So there are no barriers to the conversation we need to have. I need to gather any sponsorship templates or guidelines that are in place. That doesn't usually take long because there aren't many usually. And also we need to agree the format, time, and delivery of the workshop, because stage two is the workshop. Here the key is, I think, is to take a collective view of the executive leadership on a journey of understanding of the importance and value of project sponsorship in general. You're not now going individually, hey, you're not very good, and you're not very good, you're okay, but you know, you're terrible. That doesn't work. I mean, it doesn't work in any group, but certainly does not work with senior leaders, senior management executives or anything like that. So the understanding is to get to that point of understand the value and importance of project sponsorship in general, not to target individuals, as I said, not to challenge specifics, but only to reach that kind of consensus that what is actually required is investment in sponsorship. Yeah, it's getting the group to say, you know what, we should focus in on this. And there is real value in this investment for the business. So this is all about the delivery of the workshop and then summarizing output and recommendations. So here's the thing, you know, these guys, when I say workshop, it can be, well, I try not to do it less than 2 hours. I think it's difficult to get anything of value in anything less than 2 hours. I'd love to do it in a day. That has never happened. I have been allowed to have maybe 2/3 of a day, topping and tailing, with allowing them some time at the beginning, at the end of the day, to get on with the day job, the real work, as they often describe it. But you know, you have to recognize that these people are busy people, and you're not going to get all their attention for anything significant. So you know, anything between 2 to 4 hours is pretty good, and I can flex the workshop accordingly. Obviously, the more time you get, the better the conversation. But as I said, the delivery of that workshop with the executive sponsors, the leaders, the representatives at that level, and then summarizing the output and agreeing on some recommendations and next steps forward. Stage three is working with the project managers, not the project sponsors. It's about project management development. Now, here the key for the project managers, whilst the ongoing project sponsorship improvement program is happening, is to actually empower the project sponsors themselves to work effectively with the sponsors they have right now. It's how can they effectively work with the people that are in that position right now, good, bad, or whatever. Development would include, you know, what role a sponsor should play, what good sponsorship looks like, how to understand the sponsor they have right now, how to work more effectively with them, understanding a role that the project manager should play in developing project sponsorship inside their own organization, and yes, they have a role, and recognizing at a personal level what is needed to make the transition from project manager to project sponsor, because chances are these could well become the project sponsors of the future. So that's all about project management development. Stage four is sponsor coaching. Now, stage three and stage four can often happen in parallel, and it's good if they do. The sponsor coaching is, you know, here once the awareness workshop is completed, that collective group with the project sponsors, then I found the most productive way to work with the existing project sponsors is through one-to-one coaching. Away from the glare of their peers, in the privacy of their own offices, many are actually more open to change and being honest about their strengths and weaknesses. They're also open to asking for help and guidance in becoming better project sponsors. Now, it doesn't work with everyone, I know that. Let's not get carried away or crazy here. But you get enough traction, I have found, with people that they will have a conversation. So this allows for a very personal, private, and focused engagement to bring the best possible outcome with regards to sponsorship capability. And you might end up just picking on one or two things to do some efforts in, or generally you might be able to build through all the individual one-to-one sessions, you know, say, well, this is the area we should focus on. This is the methodology enhancements we need. This is the process we need to change. This is the training that's required. Collectively, again, possibly, or it might be at an individual level. And that can be done through coaching, obviously. So I think this kind of focused engagement brings the best possible outcome with regards to sponsorship capability. It also offers the opportunity to identify good sponsors and good sponsorship behavior to use as a showcase for their peers, for the others, etc. You can draw upon that, and you can get back into group at some point and reevaluate this. So that's stage four, which is all about sponsor coaching. Stage five, I think it's often very good to have follow-ups, and therefore I talk about our project manager surgery. So after the project management development's been done, the sponsor coaching's been done, give it a period of time to actually take effect and be measured, but have a follow-up. And here there is a realization this is not a one-time solution. There will be questions, there will be challenges to follow up on the project management training regarding sponsorship, the open offer of a kind of surgery, perhaps a month later, maybe 2 months later, allows the project managers to come back with questions and requests for help with regards to sponsors they are working with on a day-to-day basis. This in turn contributes to the effectivity of the one-to-one coaching of the same project sponsors with whom the project managers are working. So you can see it's kind of a circle or interaction. It's all connected. It's very holistic in its approach. And the final stage is stage six, which is the health check. It's good to kind of step back and consider objectively the progress that has been made, what needs further effort or focus, and of course to celebrate success and progress amongst sponsors and project managers. Why not bring them together? Why not celebrate that and engage that, you know, as a group of how it's working, how this perfect partnership is actually progressing within the organization, how it's growing, how it's developing, how it's improving. If there are areas requiring further effort, then you can make the necessary plans at this stage. But if reasonable improvements are recognisable, now is perhaps a great time to bring, as I said, these communities together in some way in a combined acknowledgement of joint achievement. And maybe there is actually, I said stage six was the final one, but maybe there is actually truly a final part, which is around future project sponsorship development. And I think here, the key to all this is the need for organisations to acknowledge that there's projects that they sanction are the ones they believe will deliver the business's strategic objectives. To succeed in these initiatives, then it is logical that they would want these projects to be as low risk as possible and key, if not critical. Part of this low risk management strategy is to invest in and support great project sponsors now and in the future. Therefore, to formalise project sponsorship development can be considered the best possible investment for future change. That would be a wonderful engagement, development, methodology, a process of improvement. An organization that takes that on board, that takes that seriously and invests in that level, I think is an organization that's going to see significant improvements in project success and that relationship between the project manager and project sponsor that is so critical to project success is going to be vastly improved. And so that's generally at the highest level is the methodology that I kind of put together. If you want to talk about that, then you can get hold of me, lazyprojectmanager.com. You can email me, you can connect to me on LinkedIn. I'm very open to having conversations with anyone who feels that this is something their organization needs, that is something that, you know, sponsorship is a challenge, that we can have that kind of opportunity to have maybe an open conversation to begin with representatives of the project sponsorship community, and maybe see where it goes. You know, is the organization ready to then move forward into that workshop, etc.? But I think, you know, this is a challenge. This is a challenge that I've seen across many, many organizations, and I think it's something that we all should take seriously. So that's the first thing. The second thing I was going to talk about, well, it's just an update, really. It's getting quite busy. I know it's the vacation period, the holiday period right now. I'm going on holiday in a week's time. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to relaxing in Spain for just a week, but it's going to be great. But, you know, we got lots of things coming up. In September, I'm going to be speaking at the Future PMO event in London, and I'm going to be presenting a variation of my How to Get Fired at the C-Level. I'm off to Bucharest in September as well to speak at the PMI event there on future project management. I'm also running a workshop in Bucharest just before that conference, actually. We're going to do a one-day workshop, My Project from Hell workshop, which is always great fun to do and always great fun to be part of. October is seeing me at the PMI Frankfurt conference. Then I'm going to go across to PM Summit in Dublin, presenting the Lazy Project Manager. You can't seem to get away from that one. Everybody loves the good old Lazy Project Manager. I'm also going into Barcelona to also talk about the Lazy Project Manager at PM Camp. This is going to be very different from me. This is not a standard conference, not a standard presentation, so I'm working on that. I'm going to be speaking at PMI in Bulgaria. We're currently discussing what that's going to be. It's all about, the conference is all about the challenging future of project management in the digital world, etc. So it may well be a variation of my social project manager stroke real project management. I'll let you know on that once we reach an agreement. And I've got a couple of opportunities later on in December, actually, where I'm going to be speaking at two APM events in the UK. Both of them are going to be the same. They're going to be the Project Manager Who Smiles, which seems a very popular one around the pre-Christmas period. I'm going to be in Stoke, and then I'm going to be in Halifax, and I think that's on the 4th and 5th of December. I'm not sure. You can find out from the APM website. So there's a lot coming up. Other things are under discussion as well. And I'm always interested. Again, it's a kind of ask, really. You know, if there's something you think I can help you with within your organization, whether that be a business or whether that be a project management community group, then talk to me. And it's, you know, anything, whether it's kind of a webinar or it's actual face-to-face presentation or a workshop, etc., I would be delighted to have that conversation. And really, that's kind of it. As I said, we're guest down. At the very last minute, I kind of held back on this this podcast to release it a little bit late because we were trying to get that guest interview in. It didn't happen. It will happen in the future, so I'm certainly it's going to be there for the next podcast. But, you know, it's probably you busy anyway. If you're wrapping up, ready to go on your vacation, holiday, then I hope you have a fantastic time. If you're catching up on podcasts because you've already been away, you'd probably be grateful that this one is a short one. So let's call it there. It's wonderful to talk to you as ever. Again, you can always find out everything you need to know about me and the Lazy Project Manager at www.thelazyprojectmanager.com. And please make sure that you check me out, contribute, comment, share the podcast, engage it any way you want. And don't forget, be lazy.